This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, every Friday, we take some time to get to, you know, to know sports, you know, people. You know, we get into the sports world and get to know the people who make it what it is. Whether they are on the field or behind the scenes, all these people play a moving part in sports, and it's such an interesting way to get to learn more about what happens before, during, and after the game. All right, this is The Podium today on a Friday.
Absolutely, and today we are getting to know a person who has been a great influence or who you might look at and just feel the passion. We are talking to Deborah Matebejane, who's a sports journalist, analyst, and education advocate, driven by a passion to merge both the worlds of sport and learning. Good morning. Good morning, Deborah. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How is everyone? I'm doing so well. It's a bit cold in Joburg, but yeah, I'm happy to be on the proper, you know, hottest frequency.
Thank you for joining us. We'll bring the heat. Don't worry. We'll keep you warm at least for the next couple of minutes talking to you, Tabora. You know, the thing is, there is this whole dialogue, né, about being a woman in sport and sometimes how it can be intimidating. How was your initial interaction with being in sports as a young female?
Honestly, it is so true. It can be so intimidating when you first, you know, get to encounter it. Like, it really feels like a boys' club, you know. But I really learned early on that it isn't really about competing with anyone for the space. Like, the space is big for everyone. So you eventually, you know, find your voice, find your place, find your stance. So it's really about doing your work with, you know, so much integrity and passion, being consistent, and just knowing that, you know, you are here, you belong to be here, and you know the reason why you want to be here. So I think that's, you know, how I was able to fight off the imposter syndrome at first.
Beautiful. So you are here. You are here in this moment. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I just want to find out, you know, with you being here, when you look around you, are you seeing more women?
All right. We're rubbing shoulders with a sports journalist, analyst, and education advocate, Deborah Matebejane, on a podium today.
Before we took a break, I was telling you that, you know, when you look around you with the kind of work that you're doing right now, would you say it has gotten better, you know, by virtue of you probably being there? Has it gotten better or is it worse, you know, in terms of opportunities or the space just being open for women to participate?
I think it's definitely getting better, you know, really gradual, but getting better. You see more women as, you know, sports commentators, as sports analysts, as sportscasters and journalists as well. I think on the side, sports journalist-wise, not really that much, but, like, it's really nice to attend a sporting event and you find out that there's at least more than 5 of us in the room. You know, they're also taking up the sports photography space. And so I really think from 4 years ago when I entered the space, it has definitely gotten better.
I can imagine. Maybe let's take it back to right in the beginning. You know, there's someone who's listening to us right now, a young kid who's like, you know what? I think it's kind of cool what she's talking about, but she's not quite sure. So if you were to try to break it down, you know, explain to someone like they're 5 in terms of what you do and women in sport, what that looks like.
It's kind of like being a storyteller for sports events. You know, that's how being a sports journalist is like. So I'll say take it as a movie, right? Like in a movie, there's different parts that make up the whole story, like your actors, your directors, the set designers, even your makeup artists. So sports is like a live movie. And as a sports journalist, I'm just there to tell people what's happening in that movie. So I get to watch the games, so the players, coaches, anyone that is like involved, and then go on to share that story with anyone else who was in there or wants to, like, kind of relive, you know, the moment. So it's just basically like being a translator, you know, taking all the excitement, the emotions, the actions of the sport, and turning it into words, especially as a writer, so that people can understand and enjoy, even if like they were not there and they don't even know much about sports.
So in terms of reporting sports, you can be an all-rounder covering all kind of different sporting codes, or you can focus on one. I mean, how does it work for you? And also, what has been the most challenging sporting code for you to grasp when you started out?
It really depends on the kind of person that you are. I try to be an all-rounder. I try to get a bit of every sporting code. And, you know, there's always like a new sporting code arising in the sports world. So yeah. I just take my time to try and learn it. And the kind of like a difficult sporting code that I found is, you know, difficult was really rugby. I think probably because growing up, I wasn't really exposed much to it. It still is, but I'm really taking it one step at a time.
Mm. And with the work that you do specifically, I mean, why did you find it so important to merge sports and education, outside of your work, and how are you doing that?
I felt like sports teaches us life skills, it's really that simple. You see it with our brothers when they go for training, you know, football training. They know that when they get there, they have to greet the other staff, they have to check up on them, they have to learn certain, you know, training strategies, you know, and all of that. So it really was about me trying to find out, okay, but how do we turn this into an educational angle? You know, they don't just get to live it, but they get to, like, learn and study it as well. So I'm a qualified teacher by profession as well. So I thought, let me just take that element and merge it with my sports journalism side, and let's see if we can't come up with, like, initiatives that would, like, really focus on sports and education. So how I do that is I do it through mentorship programs. I currently have like two mentorship programs going on, whereby I teach, you know, people who love sports about like sports media and how to write, because I taught myself how to write from scratch. And I feel like there are more people like me who love sports but don't even know how to go on about it. Mm-hmm. And taking it from my own experience of how I broke into the industry, it could probably, you know, work for one or two, you know. So I do mentorship programs through my sports media academy called The Next Gen Sports uh-huh. Media Academy. Uh-huh. And it's been going so well. There's a lot of demand for it. Yeah. And, everyone is just passionate about sports and they're willing to take up any initiative that would, like, better themselves.
That's great. Before we let you go, quickly, where can people, learn about what you're doing? Social media, number, anything they can get in touch to follow your work?
Yeah, definitely. They can just search me up on all social media platforms. I am Deborah Omit Emidani. Simple, straight to the point.
Thank you so much, Deborah. Thank you for talking to us on the podium this morning and wishing you all the best in your line of work. That sports journalist, analyst, and education advocate, Deborah Mtebejane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.